It all started with a spectacular boom. People used their wealth to buy expensive houses, convinced property prices would keep rising. They didn't. Now many find themselves saddled with homes they can't afford to keep, and they can't sell them either. Sound familiar? Well, instead of the U.S., I'm talking about Ireland, as NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
29-year-old Kian Burgess is typical of hundreds of thousands of Irish men and women who bought property during the boom years of the Celtic Tiger.
I was renting. I'd rather to move home with my mum and my two sisters. I said, no, I have to buy a house or buy an apartment.
Afraid he would miss out as the market went up and up, Burgess jumped in and bought a one-bedroom apartment for the equivalent of $300,000 at the height of the boom in 2006. He said there were people lining up around the block to buy in his building.
I suppose it was the marketing effort of the developers that kind of drove us all to buy. Jump on the bandwagon. Here we go, the whole country is kind of, the economy was good, you know, we didn't foresee the economy going down as much as it has, and even the best economists in Ireland didn't even foresee the downturn would take such a dive.
The downturn has led to his $300,000 apartment losing about a third of its value, and that's happening all over Ireland. The rise in Dublin house prices pushed people out into smaller towns around the capital, places like Longford, which just 10 years ago was a tiny village. Developers, spurred on by huge tax incentives for housing construction from the government, built thousands of shiny new houses in Longford and surrounding towns. Few people here want to discuss the housing collapse, but one man who does is 45-year-old David Cochy, who moved back here 3 years ago after a decade living in Holland.
Now, there are actually small housing developments if you were to go 5 miles in any direction with 20 or 30 houses on them, and they're totally boarded up. They're empty. Developments have been stopped. There's supposed to be another 250 houses here. That'll never happen.
There's a huge new shopping mall in the centre of Longford that wouldn't look out of place in the centre of Dublin, or frankly London or New York, but it stands completely empty. Cochy himself has not had a great year. He lost his job, but he says at least he's one of the few who didn't get sucked into buying a house. He says his neighbours who did buy houses for about €250,000 are looking at a long wait if they want to get their money back on the properties now worth just €150,000.
If you achieve growth over the next years of 4%, which no one's going to achieve, how long do those 4% on 150,000 take to add back up to 250,000? It is between 12 and 20 years.
And that's optimistic, he says. Cathy Sheridan is a journalist at the Irish Times who's written a book called The Builders about the developers who drove the housing boom. She says Ireland has been harder hit than most countries because there are fewer checks and balances on the unholy alliances the builders forged with politicians.
It's part of our charm, I know, in Ireland that we know one another so well. But it's also a huge difficulty when it comes to, say, challenging the bank's culture. Calling those guys to order has been a huge problem because they have had access to government ministers.
Ireland, like the US, had plenty of other economic problems, but, says Sheridan, it was really the housing bubble that brought down the whole economy. Sheridan says, like much of the world, Ireland just needs to get back to basics.
The best guess is that property is responsible for half of our problem. It is absolutely central. And the problem is that, of course, in our enthusiasm for property, we forgot a very important lesson we should have learned many years ago, which is that for a small open market such as Ireland's, our whole existence basically depends on competitiveness and exports.
After so many years of poverty, the Irish admit they simply got carried away by the belief that property values would always increase. The collapse of the Celtic Tiger and especially of the housing bubble has been a painful reality check here. From the wreckage, though, everyone says they're determined to rebuild a more stable, balanced economy. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Dublin.